Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Terrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Terrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024. To quote a long-past friend, my, my, my. But before we discuss current affairs, let's take a look at history. Holy Roman Emperor Frederick III is the last to be crowned in Rome by the Pope. This is in 1452. The idea that the civil government should be linked to the church was largely a disaster. Nearly all New Testament scholars agree with the concept that when the temple veil was rent in events at the climax of the crucifixion, that broke the Old Testament concept of a priesthood and empowered the layman with direct access to God. I do not want to get ahead of myself, but this concept is directly related to where I will wrap up today. England is having a difference of opinion in 1649. The House of Commons was more connected to the people, while the House of Lords was comprised of the large landowners and clergy. The House of Commons was nearly 300 years old by this time, but its place was still in flux and gaining power. On this day, they pass a resolution to abolish the House of Lords, citing they were useless and dangerous to the people of England. The Crown and Lords disagreed, and both houses remain to this day. We might point out that private property ownership was largely with the Crown. One, if not the actual first bank robbery, takes place when two thieves with copied keys break into the City Bank of New York in 1831. They made off with $245,000 in money at face value. The two were caught a few days after, and most of the money was recovered. Western lawman and legend Wyatt Earp is born on this day in 1848. Earp was born in northwestern Illinois, the middle of five sons. The family was quite mobile, departing Illinois for central California. They stopped in Iowa and spent a number of years there before making California, then returning to the Midwest. Maybe no character in the Wild West was more colorful and misrepresented in the retellings. The Earps were not exactly upstanding citizens. Brothels and gambling were often their enterprise, and they seemed to frequently be on both sides of the law. The questions that surround the famous shootout were repeated other times. Despite all of the stories and adaptations, a few things are clear. Earp made and lost a couple of fortunes. He often moved to boomtowns and was often in the business of saloons, gambling, and mining claims. Congress establishes time zones and daylight savings time in 1918. Railroads had begun the process as early as the 1840s in Britain. Railroads needed more precise time control as they grew to control rail traffic and publish timetables. Prior to this, time was often linked to observance of the sun. This is fine over short distances, but becomes problematic over greater ones. Let's consider travel across the middle of America at a latitude of 40 degrees. Solar noon moves west at a speed of 11.5 miles each minute. If a train travels at 30 miles an hour, you set your watch when you left, it would be a great distance off when you arrived at your destination. It would be accurate to where you left plus the travel time, but at the destination, the solar time would be different. Think of traveling across a time zone. It's common where I live to travel an hour and it not take any time as the local clocks are at the time I left home. But the return trip takes twice as long. The same thing, but even more confusing. This was a major issue when trains traveling in both directions used the same set of tracks. There is a very complex history circulating around the end of World War I. The Senate tries and fails for the second time to ratify the Treaty of Versailles. It will take another year and a simple bill to end the war on paper. The issues were the terms and politics back here at home. Different groups saw things in a different light. Germany is circling the drain in the spring of 1945. The end of World War II is in sight, and the same folks knew what was to come. But it had become apparent that Adolf Hitler was not too tightly wrapped. Fearing most civil infrastructure would fall into Allied hands, he orders it destroyed as the German army withdrew. Known as the Nero Decree, after the Roman emperor, who may have set the fires that ravaged Rome. The decree was largely ignored. The previous summer, when a similar order was given for Paris, the commanding general simply ignored it. Some in the German hierarchy considered Hitler insane, and he in fact will commit suicide 5 weeks later. Actor Bruce Willis is 69 today. Where to start? Each of us has a worldview that shapes all of our thinking. How those develop could be a very long discussion. We do know that 70% of personality is genetic. It's quite unpolitically correct and maybe the antithesis of woke to say this, but I will. I wonder if the personality that made folks 3 or 4 centuries ago hop on a small ship and embark on a dangerous voyage to an independent life, a factor in the building of America. Certainly the concept that each person was free to control their life and fortune as they saw fit was key. The simple right was God-given and not a grant from some mortal authority. The idea that each person was the best trustee of their own affairs and the right to personal property. Now, that freedom is almost, if not entirely, unique to the American experiment. Yet, when coupled with the Christian idea of charity, has generated more prosperity and allowed more folks to move up in status than any social scheme in history. No, it's not perfect, but by any measure has been more successful. There's a graphic floating around that paints a picture of the left versus the right in this country. The left is holding up a sign that says, "Us," while the right holds up one that says, "Me." Folks, that is classic Marxism. And in case you were sleeping in history class, those folks bathed the 20th century in blood, trying to enforce their path to utopia. The idea that the nanny state can improve your life is simply a mirage. It has never worked, even remotely, and has only spread misery every single time it has been tried. Yet it remains the universal siren song. Yield to the government, and we will take care of you. A thought occurred to me the other day. We are approaching 250 years as a country, and the midpoint is roughly 1900. Here are a few points to consider. Prior to 1900, we had no federal police, no income tax, and a comparatively small government. Folks could go for long periods of time without contact with an agent of the government. Most of one's income could go towards one's own needs, present and future. Contrast that scene to where we are today. You can hardly move, especially in business, without massive government involvement. Add in legal issues, and it's difficult to function. Starting a business with a single employee besides the owner is a tax and regulation nightmare. If the employee is part-time, only compounds the situation. Today, in 2024, it takes nearly half of the work year to cover your tax bill. You want to know why you cannot live like your parents? That is a major factor. Consider the history of income taxes, sales tax, and property tax. Most did not exist in 1900. Government is a parasite. It grows until it kills the host organism. It is not selfish for the one side to say, "I want to be left alone, work and keep what I earn." Sadly, what inevitably happens is one half of the population votes to be brought up to the average, and the top half is beaten into submission. Then there is a gray area in the middle where if you work hard and are fortunate, you might escape and actually get ahead. But there is also a line where it's not worth the effort. It's more profitable to just go with the flow and get your government benefits. One author likened it unto a group of piglets. Your goal is to fight for your place at a teat. Where that line is has increased with time. The American idea is not that everyone will have an equal outcome. That is impossible, even in the Marxist utopia. Recall from Animal Farm, all animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others. If you look back at the Soviet example, or China today, most folks lived a tough existence, while the party officials have it good. There will always be a gradient. The question is, who controls it? That's History in Comment for the 19th day of March. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.